This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username for you to take control of the airwaves here tonight. With you in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. They are completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. So, Mark, you and I actually have the same news story here tonight, and that's usually a good indicator of something we should talk about on the radio waves, and that is the zombie nativity scene. It's almost every year during the Christmas holiday season, someone has some kind of offensive yard ornamentation, some kind of decoration going on that is upsetting people. And there was once, what was there, like a snow penis one time, I think, many years ago?
Penis, yeah.
That was the cause of some controversy.
It was really snowy, and somebody decided that the best use of their time was to sculpt a big, giant phallus in their yard. And it just made the a neighborhood angry.
I think that's my favorite of all time, the snow penis.
I think that
there was such a disagreement on the show. It was really good.
Yeah, I think that when you're talking about
someone was actually against it, because this is great,
Mark
right?
was against it. Oh, yeah. I was in favor of it.
You've changed your mind since then.
Oh, well, I'm telling you that people will kick over your snow penis. Is what I'm telling you.
Oh well, yeah.
But you were also against it. I think.
Yeah, I'm against it.
Yeah, be prepared to have it kicked over. But don't be mad if you get shot.
Well, that's why you put a rock underneath the snow. No, right?
Or you build the penis on top of the fired hydrant.
That'll work, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Somebody tries to hit it with their car.
Of course, then you have the frozen lake in front of your house.
Yeah, right, of
maybe
course.
Not,
yeah.
Maybe not
so again.
So,
there are better things you can do with your time.
The latest iteration of this is a zombie nativity scene, I believe in Ohio. Mark, you've got the story.
Yep. Jason Dixon lives in Sycamore Township, Ohio, and manages the 13 Rooms of Doom haunted house. And for the second year in a row...
Well, this is a haunted house.
Well, I think he generally manages during Halloween this 13 Rooms of Doom thing.
Oh, I see. So this is his other thing.
He's carried it over to the next season.
He's known for the 13 Rooms of Doom, and this is his other project.
He's got a baby zombie from the haunted house, and he's decided, you know what I'll do? I'll make a nativity scene with the baby zombie. That'll be a lot of fun. Everybody
will
love it.
Is this Mickey Mouse or is this some other dude?
Well, there is a kind of a zombie Jesus thing, like a meme or whatever, right? Isn't there?
Well, I mean, it's legit. He did rise from the dead, right?
Although not at that point in the history.
It's not from that standpoint. So anyway, he's set it up in his front yard with an interesting twist, a zombie baby Jesus. Local authorities and Christians are not amused. This is the second year Dixon has displayed the...
And those Christians, they just don't have a sense of humor, do they?
Well, I don't know if it's those Christians. It is some...
Those in particular.
The ones they got to talk on this in this article, because you see...
There are some good Christians.
The average Christian out there is not interesting to this particular interviewer, you know what I mean? So I'm sure many Christians would prefer not to be put in the same category as these folks, but then again...
one ugly baby. the picture
is awful. Awful looking.
Looks more like an alien.
We'll put it up on our Facebook page and Twitter so you can see it for yourself.
So they went out and found some fire and brimstone, I hate everyone Christians, and they do exist.
Oh, yeah, you've got
plenty of them.
They're out there. So this is the second year Dixon's displayed this zombie nativity scene, but now town officials are saying he needs a permit. Yet he's... when he applied for one, he was turned down.
This is what happens when you ask for a permit.
Yeah, $500 a day fine as long as it remains.
Oh, so he did it anyway. So he went and tried to jump through their permit hoops, and they said no. And so he said, well, I'll just do it anyway.
Yeah,
good for him.
We were going to take it down, decided to leave it up. All the lights are rehooked.
I see. He put it up. They told him, you need a permit. He went tried to jump through their hoop, and they said no.
And he thought about taking it down, but then he decided not to.
Good on him.
And open for business, just no roof, and we're going to see what happens. So
wait, what was the thing about no roof?
I think they took the roof off of the manger thing.
Yeah, maybe that's where they got him for having
a structure
with a roof that could. Yeah, any hurricane comes through there, Ian, and that roof is going through someone's window.
A lot of
through
hurricanes Ohio. In Ohio.
Yeah, I know.
There's probably more tornadoes, but it's not exactly tornado season. So why exactly was the permit denied to Dixon?
Yeah, why?
Local authorities claimed the display violated the town's zoning code by taking up more than 35% of his front yard.
What?
I got all the paperwork and how it was wrote out, and it says as long as it's not over 200 square foot, then I can have it without a permit. It's about 65 square foot. I think it's the theme. It rubs people the wrong way, and that's why they're coming down so hard on me. And it's pretty obvious.
Probably true.
Yeah. You know, like, zoning, yes. I mean, even if it violates their laws, what difference does it make? It gets them to stop doing it. And that's all they want. They just want to go after it. And I've seen it time and again on local levels. They don't care anything about the law. They're not real politicians, in many of them. They're not even getting full paychecks to do this. This is just messing with people in their spare time.
Yeah, a lot these guys are probably his actual neighbors, are the guys that are running for office and getting on city council or the town selectmen, and you know these are his neighbors, and they've created these laws in order to prevent people like this guy from enjoying his life, you know, doing what he wants to do on his property. But no, we've got to create these laws to keep these people in their place. Otherwise, chaos.
Yep.
Alien Jesus, zombie Jesus taking over, and you know we just can't have nonsense like that.
Dixon says, "My father hates it. The other neighbors, they drive by and give me a thumbs up."
Right on.
On Sunday, Dixon says Christian protesters stood in front of the display, handing out pamphlets that read, "God frowns upon this manger display." Oh, come on.
Wait, they did this where?
At his house.
Okay.
God frowns. What do you know God's frowning at anything?
Oh, man.
If your God is frowning at this thing, maybe your God has no sense of humor.
God is probably having a good laugh right now.
Right.
He probably loves it.
This guy should have gotten video of these protesters. I mean, that's golden video moment. If you've got a bunch of like religious zealots showing up in front of your house to protest something you've done in your front yard, grab the video camera, go out and interview them. Ask them, you know, offer them some cookies, you know, give them some eggnog or whatever. Offer them eggnog and you know, have a conversation with these folks. I bet you it would be absolutely ridiculous what these folks have to say.
He says that, how do they know God frowns on this?
Mm.
And don't they think that God has a sense of humor? He created us, didn't he? He says he's a Christian.
God created zombies. I mean, come on.
Well, he created the people who created the zombies.
That's
in their
true.
Own mind.
Yeah.
I think that this is just one guy and his sense of humor, and it just rubs people the wrong way. He's absolutely right.
Well, shouldn't people be free to do that with their property, to create an offensive diorama in their front yard?
Yeah, not only is this a private property issue, but it's also a free speech issue.
It is.
And they're going to town on this guy, and this is everywhere. It's not just nativity scenes. This
right.
This is me trying to build a shed in my backyard. It's maybe a couple square feet bigger than they've allowed me to, or running power to it or something, or any number of additions or fix-ups to my house. I got to go get permission.
Even here in the supposed live free or die state, in Keene, it's one of the bigger government towns in New Hampshire, and I was actually just talking to some of the activists today who are opening up a local gift shop here in town, local goods, I guess, sort of things that are made in New Hampshire. And they have to go and apply for some kind of sign permit if they don't want to have the city come after them.
Yeah, you know what? And interesting story behind that. I heard that the guy who lobbied for a lot of the sign ordinances mm-hmm. here in Keene, member of the local sign business.
No, he is the owner of the local sign business.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
There's your cronies getting rid of the monopoly, creating a monopoly in their own favor, getting rid of the competition.
It's something I noticed when I first came to town was that all the signs seem to look alike. They have that sort of engraved, embossed look. They're wooden with like the letters are in gold color and they're dug into the wood. And, I mean, not every sign. Some of them are kind of your standard backlit signs.
There are an inordinate amount of the ones you're talking about. Yeah.
And the other thing I noticed was that there weren't any electronic signs, with the exception of one bank sign, and now the new middle school has that.
The marquee electronics, yeah.
You don't want downtown looking like a red light district. Ian.
I think those electronic signs are super cool, and yeah, I think it's a shame that that we don't have them. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I know people have this misconception that New Hampshire is already a free place. It's got problems. There's a project here.
If there was, we wouldn't need a free state project if it was already free.
Yeah, there's issues. Now, there are some towns where there's no zoning. There's no regulations like that whatsoever. So, you know, you can choose that kind of thing when you come here. 855-450-FREE for the Free State Project, which we'll tell you more about coming up. 855-450-FREE. More on zombie nativity on the way.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
Talk Live. Toll-free number, 855-453, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. If you want to call on Skype, you do need to send a contact request first. We will approve it. And then at that point, it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype from that point forward. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. The Free State Project is putting on, its, I think, ninth Liberty Forum. And there should have been 10, but there was one year where they missed a year due to a organizer mishap. So I believe it's number 9, and we will be there again for the ninth time, broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum. It's happening at the Manchester, New Hampshire, Radisson Hotel, right in the heart of downtown Manchester, right there on the main drag. They don't call it Main Street there. It's called Elm Street. And it's a great location. They had it there for the first time last year. They moved it up from Nashua. It's more convenient to people flying in. So if you're flying into the Manchester airport, it's just easier to get to the hotel. And it's just nice to have it downtown. You get to go and experience the, you know, some of the downtown restaurants and things like that. So go to nhlibertyforum.com. There's going to be some great speakers that are lining up, I'm sure. If the first announced keynote speaker is any indicator of the quality of some of the other speakers that are coming soon, Edward Snowden is going to be speaking as a keynote speech. Now, he can't appear in person due to the fact that the federal government will have him kidnapped if he shows up inside the United States. So we'll have him on a video link, and it's my understanding they'll have a two-way link to where he will be able to take questions. So you want to talk to Edward Snowden? This might be your chance. At the very least, he'll have interesting things to say as he addresses the Free State Project at the Liberty Forum.
You know, like last year they had Michael Jackson on a big screen dancing and doing moves and stuff?
I didn't know that.
He's been dead for a long time.
They had that at Liberty Forum?
No, it was totally made up. They had Michael Jackson on big screen.
Who? Wait, what?
I'm just saying.
At Liberty Forum?
I'm just saying, be careful. You're going to have Edward Snowden.
You're talking about a hologram thing they do in, like, other places. Okay. I didn't think they had Michael Jackson at Liberty Forum.
No.
You're talking about, like, the Tupac thing that they did where they brought a hologram of Tupac.
Why don't you go there and ask him a question and see whether or not he's a hologram?
I will.
Michael Jackson or Edward Snowden?
Edward Snowden. That's right. Michael Jackson's going to be at Liberty Forum.
I'll call in.
So, nhlibertyforum.com. It's February 18th through the 21st.
I don't imagine we're going to get him on the air. We get a lot of the speakers on
we're not gonna
from
get
Liberty Forum, but I mean, you know, how would we even hook him in? I don't even have any clue.
I think Conan just meant he was going to call in to his speech, which you can't really do. So February 18th through the 21st, you need to be there in person if you want to see Edward Snowden's presentation, as he will be live from probably his hotel in Moscow. It's, again, February 18th through the 21st. That's a Thursday through a Sunday. It's right in the heart of wintertime here in New Hampshire, so you got to be hardcore to come up to this. And there will be hundreds of people who are hardcore enough for this. It's, by the way, nice and warm in the hotel, so you really don't have to worry too much about all the snow that might be on the ground at that time. And so, again, see Edward Snowden and more at nhlibertyforum.com this February 18th through the 21st. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Let's go to Glenn. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Glenn.
Hello, gentlemen. About the offensive yard displays, I would not have speaking of rubbing things the wrong way, which was said before, I would have not had knocked down the snow phallus, but I would have covered it with a 50-gallon garbage bag and left the edges slightly rolled up.
Sir, how dare you cover up anything on someone's private property?
Well, the key is, because it's good public health policy. You know, you cover
I see. Like it's a condom. I get what you're saying.
Okay, very good.
But would you actually do that? Would you actually do that on someone else's property?
I would consider doing it if they think, you know, if you're going to be obnoxious enough to do that, then turn about fair play. And
So you don't believe in property rights then, basically, right?
I do. I also believe in not being an ass.
If you don't like what someone else is doing with their property, then you have the right to go along and just ruin it, right?
That sounds like bully behavior to me, Glenn.
It is a temporary sculpture.
It's also considered, you know, public display of something that's...
It's private display.
Allowed to be... No, even in someone's yard, it's invisible to the public. Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm so glad you guys are here to defend the little nothings in a world of...
No. Don't you guys, Glenn. I do not want anything of anything to do with it.
You support destroying other people's private property, right, Mark?
They're disgusting snow sculptures.
Are you on Glenn's side or not on this, Mark?
I got to say that I'm. It's a reasonable expectation that if you make
that's not my question. I understand what you're saying. If you go around and you say offensive things to enough people, one of them might actually hit you. That doesn't make it right, does it?
I think that
there's a big difference between battering a human being and jokingly.
I don't agree. I think it's an extension of that human being. You're destroying their property, sir.
Of a human being. You're out of your mind. That's just insane.
That's sort of the basis behind the idea of homesteading, wherein you mix your labor with the property and it becomes yours.
No, that, show me a legal precedent. That's stupid.
Go look up homesteading, dude. There's plenty of legal precedent for homesteading.
You're the one who's asserting it. The onus is on you to prove that. No. Property is not a person. That's just, I'm just saying a corporation is.
I didn't say it was a person. I said it was an extension of your person. If you set my house on fire, sir, you're destroying my property, and I don't appreciate it. You don't have a right to do that.
Your property is not your person. It's not an extension of the person at all.
Glenn, I think what he's trying to claim is that, look, the United States is, the ground that the United States claims is an extension of the organization that is the United States. What Ian is claiming is that, you know, in the same way, property that you own is an extension of you. I think
that's why I have a right to get restitution when you destroy it.
No, the United States is not a person. Okay.
Well, they think they are. You don't know what the definition of person is, do you, legally?
No, the United States as a country is not...
Go look up person, sir. Go look up person. Anyway, it includes corporations.
By the way, in terms of also, so before we get too far afield, the zombie crash thing, maybe it's possible that God takes offense at having the birth of his Jewish Messiah celebrated at the winter solstice at the time of the pagan, Tammuz festival thing. Considering that the Messiah has nothing to do with December 25th of the winter solstice.
Thanks for the call, Glenn. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Obviously, your property isn't the same as your natural person, okay? You know, destroying the zombie nativity scene or covering up a snow penis isn't as offensive as cutting off someone's arm or punching them in the face. However, you are still damaging their property, and to my beliefs, that is an extension of them. That is why they, the property owner, has the right to collect restitution for you destroying their stuff.
And most people don't have the cojones to go up to someone and actually tell them that something in their yard offends them.
They'll do
something secretly, or they'll go get their buddies and all mob the guy that lynched the yard, or they'll go to their local government and they'll get laws passed
that
prevent stuff
here.
Like this happening. So most people, you know what, if someone had just gone up to the guy with the penis in his yard and just said, hey, look, this offends me, and hey, I think you're not being a very good neighbor, and if you continue this behavior, I don't think I'm going to be a very good neighbor to you in the future.
These
things work themselves out, but you don't have to worry about it anymore. You can go tell Big Daddy government to take care of it for you.
Yeah, that's true. Toll free, I think people should communicate with one another.
I think it would be the same way in a stateless society, and I'll defend that.
Well, I don't know what you mean. We'll talk about it. It's Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and join us. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Maybe you want to talk about the offensive nativity scene. In this case, it is a zombie nativity scene that is upsetting people in Ohio. A man is now facing $500 a day fines with the Ohio township known as Sycamore Township coming after him. And they're doing this at the behest, likely, of some upset neighbors and Christians who apparently have protested out in front of his house. This brought up some of the issues that we've discussed in the past of this sort of a similar nature, including the snow penis, probably the more classic, the most classic, I think, of all the
that news story
yard, yeah. Christmas time yard ornamentation.
I thought you were going to say classy, but that did be just like
it's not know. Classy. That's true, but
it wasn't that. No.
But it is. It should be someone's right to make a snow penis. It should be someone's right to have a zombie nativity scene, and that does not just because somebody's mad about it. And just because someone's likely to get mad about it does not justify that person going and destroying or altering in some way the person's property. And, Mark, before we get back into your calls and thoughts here, you had said right a few moments ago that it would be the same in a stateless society. And I wasn't sure what you meant by it.
Yeah, I think that the situation for the snow penis and maybe the zombie nativity scene, but there would be zoning laws or things like zoning laws in a stateless society.
How would that be?
Well, I mean, you would agree that the zoning laws we have are as a result of a preponderance of sort of legal precedent spanning back as far as 9,000 years, right?
I don't know what that means. I know that zoning laws exist in some places. There are some towns here in New Hampshire, for instance, that are unzoned.
I would say most places have some kind of zoning law.
Yeah. And in the towns, by the way, where they are unzoned, some of these busybodies have tried to institute zoning, and they have failed. So the townspeople have beaten that back. So they're not interested in zoning, not everywhere. So really, it's more of just a control freak thing, Mark.
Well,
and if there's been control freaks for 9,000 years, then that much I'll agree with you.
And there will continue to be for the next 9,000 years.
But laws are things that are enforced upon people without their consent.
Sure.
And deed restrictions, which might be what you're getting at, are with people's consent.
Yeah, deed restrictions are. And, like, you know, if you switch over immediately to, let's get rid of, you know, and when I use zoning laws as a blanket, you're using it as something specific. Even if there aren't zoning laws, there are still laws on what you, in these towns, on what you can and what you can't do. And there's still ordinances in that town on what you can and what you can't do on your property, in all likelihood. So, going on from there, the point I'm trying to make is that, well, you know, if with homeowners associations, suddenly we wipe the slate clean.
Mm.
Well, then somebody goes out and does something that is sufficiently offensive that they get enough people on board.
Okay.
And they begin putting together their own homeowners association. People could do this. Right,
yeah,
now,
sure.
They could do this. All they have to do is go around and
get 100% of agreements. Sure. You've got yourself a homeowners association.
Once you have two people, you have 100% agreement, right?
Sure.
And then you just go around spotting around the town and that sort of thing. And then, you know, at that point, you can pressure the people who are not in your given neighborhood, you know, into joining by doing a variety of things like, you know, barking dogs or putting displays on and, you know, putting up privacy fences. You can do things to pressure people to join your homeowners association in a given area, right?
Why would you want to do that?
So that you could stop them from putting up stupid offensive displays.
So what you're saying is, you want to create a homeowners association wherein things like barking dogs would be prohibited, but in order to encourage people to join,
here's a little freedom.
You put a barking dog near their
house? I'm going to turn a speaker onto your... Here's a little freedom. I'm going to turn a speaker onto your property. You know? I mean, yeah, these things happen.
Well, that's a tort, in my opinion, because then you are using sound vibrations to pollute someone's property.
Well, yeah, this is a good
one. Yeah, but you could say their dog barking... keeping you up all night is doing the exact same thing.
You certainly could.
So how do you, in a stateless society, free society, how would you do battle with this dog owner who obviously doesn't care about you and you being able to sleep at night, so he's letting his dog go?
I say you need to prepare yourself. I think personal responsibility is the answer here. If you don't want dogs barking and waking you up in the middle of the night, don't live in an urban area. Or move into a deed-restricted neighborhood where that stuff already exists. There's plenty of them.
The more urban...
Take my chances.
I know you will. The more urban an area, the more likely you are to have these sorts of restrictions. When you're talking about people having a tiny little lawn that's 80 feet wide,
yeah,
just big enough for the house, right? You're going to have people like, oh my God, I can't believe what he's got in his lawn. They're going to be all doing this. I've got 11 acres. I can build a big giant snow phallus if I wanted to go out in the cold and do something.
And if your dog barks, it's fine.
Like
no
this.
One cares.
Right, right. My neighbor's dogs bark, I'm sure, but I don't hear them because they're far enough away.
Sometimes there's gunfire, but that's about all you'll hear, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there was plenty of gunfire going on in the general vicinity. So that's what I'm saying here is that the more concentrated it's going to be, the more likely you have these things. And they're going to exist either way.
Uh-huh.
You're just advocating for people being able to do what they want on their front lawn. But the fact is there is a point when everyone, except you, Ian, everyone except you is going to find... Yep, that is unacceptable in the front lawn. Maybe
not my problem.
Maybe it's a person, you know, smearing themselves with their own feces and doing some kind of performance art. Perhaps it's them copulating on the front lawn. Perhaps it's them making big giant
sculptures
out of ice.
Go to a place where there's restrictions.
I didn't say I didn't like it. You can put whatever you want on your lawn. It makes me laugh that your neighbors hate you. That's not true.
That's not true at all.
No, you don't have
there's
anything.
Some neighbors who don't like me.
Wait.
And some neighbors who like me.
All I'm saying is that you don't have anything in your front lawn, and so therefore
I got couches on my porch.
Yeah, you had one. Yeah, I'm sure they love that. I'm sure the people drive by and say, you know what I love? Indoor furniture on the outside. That makes me excited.
I don't care what they think. It's my property, and I'll do what I damn well please with it.
I know, and it doesn't bother me. I've moved where it doesn't bother me at all.
Okay.
No one bothers me. I've got your old couch on my property and have had it for 6 years. The one that you got thrown in jail over.
Yeah.
It got dropped off at my
property. It wasn't my couch.
Because somebody bought it from you.
And so those were my tenants at the time.
And asked me to hold it, and I've still got it there, moldering on my property. I assume it's still in one piece. Okay. I don't know. Maybe it's a home for woodchucks. You got me. But nobody bothers me about it because my property's big enough. That's where you get freedom. Have a little land.
Uh-huh. So what are you saying?
That's it. I've made my point.
All right, let's go to Wayne listening in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Wayne. You're on with Ian, Conan, and Mark.
All right. Yes. Here's the deal, Mark and Mr. Freeman. I have a question. We all love liberty. We love freedom.
I'm not so sure about Mark.
He loves freedom.
But for the sake of argument, go ahead.
Okay, so I have a question. If you have a DWI in one state, can you move to another state and like have privileges or not?
Driving privileges, you mean?
Correct.
If your license is suspended, then that will likely carry over to the other states.
And usually, as far as employment is concerned, they're always asking, most places are asking what your criminal activity is, and they want to know, and they'll follow back from your current state.
Why do they ask if they're going to look?
I don't know. Maybe they have to by law to give you a heads up. Or maybe that's actually part of the process. If you see that, and they admit they're going to look, it might kind of steer you away. So they don't waste all that money doing the background check. So they get rid of you from the get-go. I think
saves
I would
money on checks.
Yeah, it would save money on the background check. So, yeah, I think it's going to follow you, man. I got one way back when, 2003, and I still had to put it on applications and stuff.
Is your license suspended?
Yeah, for 10 years. It's like my third one. Yes, I am an idiot. I drove drunk 3 times, and I could have killed somebody. I understand that. But I just don't understand why the government can take my I don't understand why I have to pay to drive on the roads anyway, actually.
Well, somebody's got to pay for the roads. I mean, you know, again, going back to the issue of a stateless society, right now gas tax covers it, and without the state around, then there'd be different ways for people to pay for roads, like, you know, road sponsorships, billboards. You could pay directly in a toll form.
Walmart.
Or the businesses on the road.
They already take care of their own roads as we speak.
The parking lots and things, yeah. So the businesses on that road might pay for the upkeep for it, but somebody's got to pay for it. As far as your 10 years goes, you're pretty much screwed. And unless you can somehow go to some other country, I think your best bet is to live in an urban area where you can bicycle or walk to the places that you need to go.
Look in a moped. A lot of places you don't need licenses for mopeds.
Also,
there's electric bicycles, too. They'll get up to like 30 miles an hour.
Wayne, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. Whether you want to talk about property rights or DUIs, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of Power Trader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of Power Trader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-771-6706. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-771-6706. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-771-6706. 1-800-771-6706.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal.
These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free, talking about property rights, specifically the zombie nativity scene that is upsetting some people in Sycamore Township, Ohio. The neighbors, apparently, according to the guy who has the zombie nativity scene in his front yard, he says some of his neighbors support it. Now, I don't know if all of them support it, but he says some of them will drive by and wave and give, you know, thumbs up or whatever. But that's what's going to happen. You know, if you do something, some sort of art installation, especially the kind of art that might possibly offend somebody, in this case, a zombie Jesus is offensive to some people, then it's inevitable that people are going to have a variety of responses to this. So some people upset, some people elated and amused by it. The town is in the upset category. They are going after him. They see this as an opportunity to control his property and maybe get some money out of him because he has yet to take the nativity scene down and is now apparently facing $500 a day.
He's fundraising for that.
In fine.
If this guy is lucky, Ian, he'll be in Superior Court in 4 years.
Well, I sure hope he doesn't pay those fines because, I mean, that would be kind of defeat the point of doing civil disobedience. But I don't know if that's what he's intending on doing here. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE.
Well, when you say you don't want him to pay the fines, here's the difficulty, though, is if he gets, say he gets one day's fine, $500. And then if you don't pay that $500 in 20 days, they add $10 a day onto that fine, and then you go to court in 3 years. You're going to have, and pardon me, I haven't done the math on this, but, you know, call it, some ridiculous amount of money, thousands of dollars, many thousands of dollars, on that $500 fine, just because you're like, I'm not paying. And the court could conceivably find you guilty, which, you know, I mean, it's not like these organizations never, they're never wrong. Mm-hmm. They're certainly wrong plenty. Plus, you're often going to be found guilty in the lowest level, and then you have to appeal it in order to get any kind of justice. So now you're, you know, tack on another few thousand.
I just don't like seeing people enriching the state. I mean, these are the people who are oppressing him, and he's planning on paying them. I think it's just generally a bad policy. I understand why people do it.
He could go and get the money back if he goes to court on it. You see, he's been fined, so he can go to court on it. But it seems like what's the most advisable thing to do. I'm not in his position. I have not consulted his attorney. I don't know. But the most advisable thing sounds like pay the fine,
and
take
then
him to court, and then see if you can get them to write you a check.
I see where you're coming from there.
Because they're going to lose this one. Their zoning rules already say that he can have anything out there as long as it's under 200 square feet.
They're saying
it's 65 square feet.
He said it was, so it's a free speech thing right now.
Oh, I thought that they were saying that it can't be more than 35% of his full front yard area.
That's
and
what
that
they're
is.
Saying.
Which is about 200 square foot. He said it's only 65.
Oh, really?
So
I missed that detail.
He's well within his rights.
I mean, 200 square feet is
That's a big old shed.
Yeah, I mean.
And by the way, another thing they would do, if he refuses to pay this fine and it's pushed on 3 years, the next time he tries to register his vehicle, they will probably prevent that from happening.
Yeah, haven't made it to court yet.
Let's go to Ralph in Michigan. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Conan and Mark. Hello.
Hey, it seems like everything's a contradiction of everything here. You know, well, you're sitting there talking about, you know, this nativity scene and property rights. Now, I'm in agreement with property rights, but, you know, they're trying to slowly dissolve those. But now, where the Christians come in, and I have a problem with that word, Christian, because Christians aren't really Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're sitting there promoting the nativity scene, and I ask them, well, can you show me anywhere that Christmas is in the Bible, which can't be shown?
Also, it's kind of adulterous.
Pardon?
Adulterous. Adulterous.
I'm an adulteress?
No. He said it's the Christmas is kind of adulterous.
He's setting up statues in your yard, and you're almost to the point of worshiping them and their meaning.
But that, and with December 25th, you know, December 25th is the high solstice for pagans. You know, so I mean, why would you want to have anything to do with that? You know, it just. It's a contradiction of everything, is what I'm saying.
Well, didn't the Christians borrow a lot of the pagan symbolism, like the Christmas tree?
A lot of the holidays are based on pagan.
No. The people of the world that follow man's traditions borrowed that. That's the funny thing about the Bible. You know, I keep hearing people say, "Well, the Bible, you know, is a contradiction in itself." I'm like, "Well, can you show me?" And they point out these little things. I said, well, wait a minute. You know, you look what Timothy says or look what Paul says, and it says, do not follow the traditions of thy father. You know, the father is the one that brought around these traditions, and he points it out with the Jews, too, that, you know, the priests are going to pile all this stuff on your back, but they won't do it. And that's exactly what these Christians, you know, you go into a church and you ask to speak, and they won't let you speak. You say, well, whose church is this? This is God's church. Well, doesn't God uphold our inalienable rights?
I'm a little lost. Ralph, when you say you go into a church and you ask to speak, do you mean that you're asking to speak in front of the full gathering of the members during the service?
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah. Well, come to a Quaker meeting. We let you talk all the time.
Yeah, that's just how, you know, different churches are set up in different ways, right? So a lot of these churches are traditional kind of hierarchical situations where only the priests have the ability to speak. But as Mark points out, the Quakers sit around in a circle. There is no, well, there's different kinds of Quaker meetings, but the ones you're talking about, Mark, what are they called? Unorganized or unprogrammed or something like that?
Liberal unprogrammed.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, Christianity clearly isn't what Christianity was in the first century, but even Christianity in the first century borrowed and had traditions and borrowed things that was you know, pre-Christianity. Baptism occurred to Jesus before Christianity existed, and it had been going back for 2,500 years before that. So the ceremony of baptism is as old as much older as Judaism, frankly. And then you think about that fish symbol the Christians would draw in the sand. Mm-hmm. Where's that in the Bible? I mean, Jesus talks about being fishers of men, but that's just a tradition.
I mean, so, Ralph, you mean? But what people are doing nowadays is completely contrary of what the Bible stands for, what Christ stands for.
So tell me, Ralph, where are you at with this zombie nativity scene? I haven't really gotten that clear from you.
Well, I could care less, you know, because it doesn't bother me one way or another. It is his property. If he wants to do it, what, 30 days out of the year, that's up to him, you know.
And you're a Christian? Would you describe yourself as a Christian?
No, I'm a follower of God.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
Like
fair
I said,
enough.
I have a problem with the people that call themselves Christians.
I don't blame you for that. I think a lot of them really they really spoil the term by not even coming close to trying to even be like their supposed savior. Hey, thanks, Ralph. Go ahead.
Here's a question.
Yep.
Here's a question.
Yep.
You know, people that have a problem with that zombie thing that he put up in his yard, wonder if he has a problem with things they put up in their yard. Well, you know what? Doesn't the bone go both ways?
Well, we don't know. He hasn't said anything about that. But thank you, Ralph, for your call tonight. I mean, look.
Clearly, they're not the same aesthetic, though. I mean, obviously, you know, an inflatable Santa going ho, ho, ho and waving its arm isn't the same kind of thing that he'd like if he's putting a zombie nativity scene.
Yeah, sure.
I find all the Santa Claus and the bullcrap reindeers and all, I find them very disturbing. They bother me that all the I can't stand them.
See,
I wish I'd go kick them over, but I know there's fire extinguishers.
I don't care. Like, you know, somebody's got, their big old tree here in this neighborhood all done up, and some people have the Santa Claus things that you're talking about. It's like, you know, to me it doesn't register. It's like, oh, okay, that's nice. It wouldn't be right for me if I find it tacky. I don't care. Like, you know, I respect my neighbor's rights to do what they want in hopes that they will respect my rights. Because some people have said, well, Ian, why don't you, report your neighbors for this and that or this and that, you know, the neighbors that don't like me because I'm a free state or I'm a liberty activist or whatever.
Why don't you get on that guy with the air conditioner on his porch?
But I'm not going to do that because that would lower myself to their level. And that would, you know, essentially be using their tactics back against them. And I'm not interested in doing that. I want to be a good neighbor. And I think being a good neighbor is being respectful of your neighbor's property, being helpful if you can help them out in some kind of way, and you know, not polluting their property with actual pollution or noise pollution or whatever. So I think that I am a good neighbor, despite maybe my neighbors might not necessarily agree with my politics or what I have on my front porch. Okay, that's not my problem.
By the way, the one thing that does bother me about Christmas, I could care less about the Santa Clauses in the yards. It is the city spending all the money and manpower putting up the Christmas tree and all the lights on, the candy cane lights on the lamp.
So you should have been here the other night, because I was the one arguing against Mark, where he was saying that he thinks that the city should be doing these Christmas tree lighting displays.
Spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on fireworks. That's the big one. They blow off in 20 minutes and are done.
Hold on.
That blows my mind.
I thought you were supporting the Christmas tree lighting,
Mark. Wait a second. If you want to make an argument, you must first make the argument. You cannot retroactively say, see, he agrees with me on the periphery, so therefore I'm right.
If the people want to volunteer their time to do that, I think that is great.
Yeah. All I'm saying is
the spending my money to put up, I mean, where's my pay? I want to put some pagan lights up now. I want to put...
You should be able to.
Christmas is a secular holiday. Nothing else is what my argument is.
I totally disagree with that. 855-453. So you oppose the government Christmas tree. It's Free Talk Live.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.